Good morning. It's 93.1 The Border for Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price, and it is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. And on the phone with us, we have got from the Alzheimer's Society of Kenora and Rainy River Districts, Mary O'Connor. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Now, remind us what your position is with the Alzheimer's Society.
The Client Services Coordinator for the Alzheimer's Society in the Rainy River District. So the whole Rainy River District is mine.
That's a lot to take in, and I know that you do such a great job. Can you tell us a little bit about what's happening for Alzheimer's Awareness Month, or what's been happening?
The first week or so of January, we did the flag raisings in the area. We did one in Fort and Atikokan and Rainy River. And as part of our awareness, the Alzheimer's Society of Ontario has put out a bulletin, the 12 tips to reduce your risk of developing dementia. Would you like to hear the 12 risks?
Absolutely.
First one is be physically active every day. That doesn't mean jogging. But here, you know, we're really lucky in Fort because even if it's really yucky and slippery out, we have the walking track at the arena. The second one is protect your head. People are starting to realize more and more that head injuries can later on down the road be associated with dementia. The third one is stay socially active. I think during COVID, we realized how important social interactions are. Number four is manage your medical conditions. So often, things like diabetes, people don't realize that they have it until it's quite advanced or has been going on for a long time. So we always tell somebody, if something's off, if you're not quite feeling right, you think, oh, my memory is not where it should be, go into the doctor and eliminate everything else. Like a urinary tract infection can really affect people, our older adults, and it doesn't look the same as it does in somebody younger. There are about 10 or 12 different things that can resemble dementia but are treatable. Things like depression, even like a liver disease. It can even be as simple as the medication interaction. So it's really, really important that if we think something's going on, we go to the doctor and get it looked at. Number five I really like, and it's challenge your thinking. So often we think we know something or we think I know it all. You know, being open to learning new things is really important for our brain health. Number six is get a good night's sleep every night. Sleep, what it does, it flushes out the garbage from our brain. So it's really important that everybody gets a good night's sleep. Number seven, have depression treated. So often depression can resemble dementia, but with medication, it can improve our mood and improve our whole overall health. And a lot of the symptoms will disappear. Number eight is avoid excessive alcohol intake. There are two dementias specifically caused by alcohol. So it's really important that if you're starting to have trouble, we don't drink more alcohol to cope with the things that are going on. You know, it's really important that we reduce our alcohol intake. Number nine is maintaining your hearing. People don't realize the importance of our hearing. People may say, what's that? What's that? But if they're missing parts of the conversation, they tend to be withdraw and not participate and not socialize. So getting our hearing checked is really important. Number 10 is find meaning in life. So often as our older adults, maybe they're retired and they're going to do all this and that, but a lot of people that have been out working, they kind of float for a bit. But it's so important that we figure out what's important to us as individuals and kind of internalize that and go out and do things. The Alzheimer's Society, we're always looking for volunteers. So anybody out there who wants to volunteer, hallelujah, that'd be great. Number 11 is avoid all types of head injury. We kind of talked about this a little bit earlier, but injuries can really affect the brain. And number 12 is adopt healthy behavior. What's good for your head is good for your heart. Whether it's eating properly, getting enough sleep, visiting people, going out, whatever it is that we're doing. My mother always had a saying, moderation in everything. And I think that's really important that we maintain the healthy behavior.
As I'm sitting here listening to all these helpful tips from the Alzheimer's Society, I hope our listeners are feeling the same way. Oh my gosh, there's a connection between this and dementia, or possibly, and if you take care of yourself in other ways, it may benefit you down the line as far as being able to stave off dementia.
Absolutely.
The link between physical and mental, this is a really important list of information.
All this information, if they type in alzheimers.ca, It'll take them to the Alzheimer's Society of Canada, and there they can see all this. And on that website, it also has this landmark study. This is where the 12 recommendations came from.
A lot of the stuff I never would have thought of. This is why we appreciate talking to people like you, Mary. I know how hard you and everybody at the Alzheimer's Society across the district work. We do thank you for your time this morning. A lot of real helpful information for January and Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
Well, thank you very much, Jonathan, for letting me come out and raise awareness. I can be reached at the Alzheimer's Society, Kenora Rainier River District. If somebody wants to get in touch with me to get more information, I can be easily reached by calling Kenora.